Hello and welcome to Word for the Day. This is Father Pete Matthews from St. Patrick's Anglican Church in Lexington, Kentucky. And on today's Word for the Day, we're going to look at a verse from John 14, John 14, 27. And I'm reading this in the New American Bible translation. This is a translation from the Roman Catholic Church, and I do a gospel reading through an app called the Hallow app. You maybe have heard of that, and they use that translation. So this is the one I was reflecting on, and so I wanted to share it with you. It's John 14, 27, and Jesus is speaking. And by the way, this is part of what's called the Upper Room Discourse. So it really begins at the end of John 13 and goes all the way through John 17. It's all stuff that happened the night of the Last Supper. Before Jesus went out and was betrayed and then brought to trial and crucifixion the next day. And during Easter, the church always has to spend a lot of time in these texts. Here's the reason why. I'll get to the verse in a minute, but this is probably helpful for you to know why we do this. Even though all this takes place before the resurrection, this is kind of like Jesus has one last chance before he goes away to give a really important teaching to the disciples, number one. So that's why it's kind of this dense packed material. But also it's all about, hey, I'm gonna leave eventually and send the Spirit. I'm gonna die, rise, leave, send the Spirit, and I'm gonna tell you now what you're gonna need to know then. So this is all teaching about how to live on the other side of Easter as disciples of Jesus. So that's why the church has us in this section. Okay, John 14, 27. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." Let me read it again. John 14, 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." So Jesus is saying, as I just read, he's going to give us peace. So, as I ponder that, what's he getting at? So, I've been a disciple of Jesus in an intentional way since 1982. So that's almost 42 years now, and I don't constantly feel peace. So by Jesus giving us peace, I don't think he's talking about an emotional infusion, like I plug into sort of a an IV, and I'm getting this feeling of peace in me all the time. I don't think that's what he's saying. I have had that feeling. You have too. There are people who don't follow Jesus have that feeling, but it comes and goes. So I don't think he's talking about that. So what is he getting at? Well, I think he's talking about the fact that through his redemptive life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, Jesus has reconciled us to God. That's the first thing. So we are at peace with God. And then because we're at peace with God, we participate in eternal life, and we participate in the new creation that Jesus has established and will bring to us. And so this peace is an eschatological peace. So eschatology is the study of the last things. It's a word that's used to talk about the kingdom on the other side of the great resurrection of the dead when Jesus returns. And so what I think Jesus is getting at is he's saying, "Dear disciples, I've established peace with God, and I've conquered sin, death, and Satan, and I've brought peace. And through me, you have that peace. You actually have the peace now, although the fullness of the experience of it in the world doesn't exist yet. You have it. So I give it to you. And it's not as the world gives, do I give it to you?" So worldly peace is always temporal. You think about nations that go to war and establish peace. It's fleeting, it comes, it goes. The work of trying to maintain peace is important work, but it's always temporal. It's never permanent. It comes and goes. But Jesus said, "I've brought a permanent kind of peace, and you share in it." Then he says this, and there's kind of an implied therefore. "Therefore, don't let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Therefore, don't let your hearts be troubled or afraid. So this is an interesting invitation from Jesus. He wants us to be people who don't walk in fear, who don't walk in troubled hearts. We call that anxiety, right, and worry. And he says, you can actually do that, but the way you do that is by trusting in me, that I'm God, that I really am who I said I am, that I really have given you eternal life, and you really will share in the eternal kingdom. And therefore, you don't have to let the troubles of this world trouble you. I think that's what Jesus is getting at. And it's interesting that he says, do not let your hearts be troubled. I think he recognizes that there's trouble in this world, and our normal human response is to feel the trouble, to feel the worry, to feel the anxiety. He's saying, you don't have to let that control you. You don't have to let that be the thing that defines you. You can choose to walk in my peace. So what does that look like? Well, I think what it means is, you know, I recognize that the peace the world gives is fleeting and temporal, and there's lots of times when there's not peace. And it can be macro not peace or just not peace in my own personal life. Things that worry me, conflicts with people. You know, it's interesting, just from a temporal viewpoint, don't even factor in Christ in the gospel. You know, how many things do we worry about that if we just imagine ourselves 6 months from now, we'd realize it wouldn't even matter. We get ourselves all worked up. And, you know, there's a discipline in going, you know, this is fleeting. Is it really going to matter in the long run? You ever done that where you're starting to worry about something and you sort of just stop yourself and you go, hold it. You know, in a month, this won't even matter. And I'm letting myself get all stirred up by this. And that's a good discipline to help you get out of it. Well, I think Jesus is inviting us to do that, but to focus on that which is eternal. Listen, here's how I would process things. Talking to myself, hey, anxious Pete. Hey, worried Pete. I'm in the kingdom of God. I have eternal life. This short life won't last long. And then I'm going to step in to the most glorious, wonderful, peaceful reality. And I can walk in that peace. And then as I walk in that promise of peace, I actually can be a peaceful person. And I can like let that peace kind of glom onto other people, even bring peace into the midst. And though it's hard in the moment, I can stand up to my fears and my concerns and walk in Christ's peace that he's established for me. I can choose to not let my hearts be troubled. I may have to, you know, I may be in a situation where I'm choosing that 30 times a minute for a couple days as I'm just working through feelings that are really stressing me out. That's normal human life. We all do that. But Jesus is saying, you can come to me. You can kind of grab on to the peace I've established and trust in my promise that I've made you at peace with God, and all will be well eventually in me. And you can find peace to walk through life now. I think that's what he's saying. I really do. I think it's a powerful promise, and a powerful antidote to the normal everyday worries and anxieties we live with. Now, I do want to say this because I think it's important. I don't want someone who may be in this place to mishear me. There are folks who have kind of a clinical version of anxiety in their lives. And you know, they really need like professional help to work through that. So I'm not saying this means you ignore that if that's where you're at. You need to get that help and pursue that well. I think I would say, though, that even if you are pursuing professional help, part of the therapy that Jesus would want to give you is his own peace. That'd be part of the mix, even as you're working through that, to learn how to lean into him and to find your joy and your hope and your peace that Jesus has brought, and walk in that and begin to learn how to step out of that battle. I'm not a therapist, so I don't know how to work through that stuff. Don't want to give any clinical advice one way or another on that. But I do think, you know, these things aren't separate categories. They interconnect, and Jesus would still invite you into that. Okay, that's it for today. God bless and have a great day. Sorry that was so long.